97.9/105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, three-time NBA champion with the LA Lakers, Rick Fox is on the show. Rick, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing well. It's just basking in the media coverage of these NBA free agent times and the shift in the league.
People are all kinds of pissed off at LeBron.
Yeah, it's been some backlash, but like I said, it makes for debate and makes for conversation leading into the new NBA era, not just NBA season. Things have shifted. You have the alignment of great basketball players on one team. You usually don't see this until later on in guys' career. It's now, we're now seeing it in their prime. They're deciding that they want to play together so that they have greater runs. In the case of a LeBron James, who may be chasing a Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant, he's going to need to amass 5, 6, 7 championships to be considered in their category. And I think with 7 years in, he's probably looking at it thinking, I don't know if I want to wait and continue to do this on my own and end up with one championship.
You're absolutely right. And we're talking to Rick Fox. His website is rickfox.com. Because you and I mean, you've been around, you played for so many seasons, and you're one of the guys that were able to last that long. You've seen a ton of guys have a ton of talent, a ton of potential, and all of a sudden, it's one move, it's one awkward landing, and the career is donezo.
Yeah, it is. It's quick. I mean, it happened to me. I left the game after 14 years. It's hard for you to get in and get out without your body starting to betray you and falling apart. It does. It's just a function of professional sports, and it's why a lot of guys find themselves leaving the game. It's due to an injury. So while you're in, you hope for these opportunities to be aligned in situations where you get at least a shot to win a championship. In this case, I was fortunate to have 4 shots at it and came away with 3 of them.
Absolutely. And we're talking to Rick Fox now. Rick, 2 things. Number one, congratulations on being able to parlay everything into a really nice, consistent acting career, because not a lot of athletes are able to do that on a consistent basis.
Yeah, there's opportunities to participate in projects where you play an athlete in a movie or a TV show. I've been blessed to build a career. I built a career doing that at first, and then found myself with opportunities in projects where I just played human beings and continue to develop my skill level and my career's continue to grow due to that. So I do encourage individuals that would like to have a second career in it to be patient, because it is a craft business, and there are individuals who do it extremely well and so treat it with respect. No one would walk into a professional basketball arena, practice facility and expect to be starting on an NBA team. So it takes time. It takes respect.
Absolutely. You got to pay your dues and got to work your way up. We're talking to Rick Fox, 3-time NBA champion. Talk to me about pro. I love this show, Pros versus Joes, because this is exactly what you were just talking about. Because there are a lot of Monday morning quarterbacks and people that are watching it be like, oh, come on. How could he not see that guy? How could he not? Come on. All you have to do is go behind the back. And this puts normal guys up against professional athletes to see how well they would actually go. And you're taking part of this season, right, on Spike TV?
Yeah, I am. And, I've watched the show. I've seen individuals that I played against participate. And it does. It gives an opportunity for not only you to go back and relive a bit of your glory days, but to actually do what you do or what you did in the summers at times when you'd find a gym and pop in and compete against guys who watch and think they can do what you do, and they're probably far more competitive now once you've gone past your prime and you're moving at a pace that still is probably faster than they would ever move, but you're thinking the game still on a sharp pro level mentally you're there. But physically the challenge becomes, can you still do it when your body is 6 and 7 and 8 years out from when you played, and you're dealing with the challenges of competing in a basketball court still. So it is fun. Your skills are still dipped, your physicality is dipped, and yet you're playing young guys who have the dream of being where you're at.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Rick Fox, being featured on Pros vs. Joes. It's Wednesdays, 10 o'clock on Spike TV. Talk about your part in the show. Is it you and a couple of pros going against Joes? Are you doing one-on-one? Tell me about how that's set up.
Yeah, there are a series of competitions that showcase your skills to see if you still have them. You compete one-on-one. You compete in basketball, three-on-three setups, and then you play different shooting games, and then you play a three-on-three basketball game. And in this case, I'm competing alongside two great players. One's a current TNT analyst in Kenny Smith, the Jet.
Nice.
And one is his teammate, Hakeem Olajuwon. For the years, they won two championships. So I get to do my best Robert Ory impression and play alongside these two guys in the 3-on-3 Pros versus Joe scenario.
Very cool. It's Rick Fox, Pros versus Joe's, Wednesdays, 10 o'clock on Spike TV. And the website, rickfox.com. I got to tell you, it's when you started playing, you got drafted by the Celtics, then you went to the Lakers, where you ended up winning three championships. It must have been apples and oranges as far as like media coverage, as far as paparazzi, because that whole thing with and I'm trying to talk about this delicately, the way things ended with you and Vanessa really played out in the media, and it's really surprised me. Yours is one of the first athlete divorces that really got that kind of a coverage, and it's really kind of sprungboard from there. What are your thoughts on how the media handles that kind of thing?
Well, I think social media, I think media in general, with the web and the coverage of scrutiny of individual athletes is crossed into and blurred into with your celebrity and your actors and your musicians have dealt with for a number of years. I think just the access to that information or that people's personal lives has grown. I can recall thinking I was on an island by myself back then.
Sure.
As one of the first individuals who, as an athlete, were finding themselves in tabloids and in magazines and crossing into a world that I didn't know and didn't expect to be a part of, and it's now second nature for you to see athletes and their lives being covered and their off the court personal issues being discussed and bantered about.
Do you find
it's just the way of the world right now?
And Rick, so, do you find yourself handling yourself since everything went down with Vanessa and everything? Do you find yourself on the personal level, like going out of your way to make sure that you're not seen going to the places where paparazzi won't go, just because you went through hell and back when all that went down?
Well, I don't worry about the paparazzi anymore because a lot of how I conduct myself has shifted. I've matured and grown through those immature times in my life and learned a lot about, the truth of how I'm conducting, myself in terms of how I needed to, see myself and the actions I was taking is basically flat out irresponsible and inappropriate and so I've grown. So, living in Hollywood is hard to escape the paparazzi.
Sure.
And it's, there's no need to hide unless there's something, the way you're conducting your life is something of an irresponsible embarrassment.
I appreciate it's Rick Fox, Pros vs. Joes, Wednesdays, 10 o'clock on Spike TV, also rickfox.com. I appreciate you being so candid about that. I know it was kind of an uncomfortable line of questioning. I know you got to go. One thing we do with all of you celebrities is called the Quick Six. Six questions, 60 seconds, and let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay.
All right, what movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Love Actually.
Going on a road trip, what are your go-to snacks?
Probably it's rice chips out of Whole Foods.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
I just downloaded the Doors.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
I'm probably an ass guy.
Who is your early favorite to win the NBA championship?
The Lakers.
Obviously. Hello, it's Rick Fox, three-time NBA champion. Pros versus Joes Wednesdays, 10 o'clock on Spike TV and online at rickfox.com. Rick, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it, man. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Rick Fox, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on KISS FM.